On Tech Show is furnished by Phil Liberatore and the law offices of Berglund & Johnson.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. My thanks, as always, to Frank Motek for doing an incredible hour. Always good to sit in the other studio and listen to Frank bless our airwaves. And I am grateful to be here on this Friday evening. My name is Frank Sontag. Trish is here. She's the woman you speak with when you call them the program. And Wayman, as always, is in master control. He makes sure that everything is A-OK. On the broadcast tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about Tucker Carlson. There is a story alleging why he's no longer at Fox. I'm not into conjecture, but it's a fascinating story. So we'll get into that. Title 42, as Sharon Reardon has been sharing on the news here on KABC. Title 42 has ended. And the border is an absolute disaster. We'll share some of that. Some of you are looking forward to 2024. Somehow, if we have a change in the administration, you think things will be a bit different. That may be true. But one of the glaring realities is, unless something unforeseen happens, we'll probably have Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and both of them are up in years. Henry Kissinger is 99, and he had recently done an interview on age. Wayman and I were just talking off air about Mick Jagger. The dude's almost 80, and he's still doing his thing. We'll share a little bit about, well, this unavoidable reality called age. Frank Motek also covered Anheuser-Busch a little bit, and the boycott and Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney and the disaster there. The CEO for Anheuser-Busch came up with one of the most ridiculous comments this week as to what all of this is about. I'll give you a little hint. We'll get into it more. He claims it's complete misinformation. it was never planned that way. It's a phenomenal story, and his comments are just, well, they're actually kind of funny. A Catholic school senior in Canada is not going to graduate. There's an update. We talked about him. He had the audacity a number of months ago to just state in a classroom that there are two genders, male and female. And, oh, my goodness, it's as if he was screaming fire in a crowded theater. He has been punished, arrested. Now he's not going to graduate. We'll give you an update on his story. Richard Dreyfuss, you know the actor Richard Dreyfuss? He is somewhat prominent on social media. I watch him on Instagram, and he's very outspoken. He's very concerned about the state of the country. And recently he did an interview on the latest with the Oscars and their new standards, all about inclusion. I'll give you a little bit of an insight into what he had to say. He said the latest rules, standards, make him want to vomit. Well, not like beating around the bush, right? We'll talk about that. And other stories as well. I'm going to open with some news. I was going to sit on this, but I mentioned it last week, and I got a number of emails, and I am just here to tell you this is not absolutely rock solid. Nothing can change this. But we have been blessed to be here on this program. It's crazy. It's been about a year. And we've been here every Friday night from 7 to 9. It has grown. This feels like home to me every time I walk in this building. And yet in radio, things happen. I've been in radio 36 plus years, and we have had a good run here. Now, again, I'm not saying this is etched in stone, but it looks like my last program will be the end of this month. So that means tonight and then the following two Fridays, and that will be it. I'm hoping maybe something will happen in the 11th hour, but I'm not going to go long on this, not going to make a big deal out of it. We've got 6 hours to do the type of programming that I've tried to do for almost a year now, and I'll lean into tonight, next Friday, and the following Friday with everything I have. And if there's any updates, I will share that when I know. The numbers to call in the program are always 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. If you're new to the program, as I said, I've been doing radio for a few years. I'd like to think that I bring something a little different to the table. I try not to rant and rave, even though some things get me pretty upset. I try not to come with a predictable perspective, even though last week I had a call take me to task on the air and just group me in with a bunch of other talk show hosts like somehow we're all cut out of the same jib, which I actually took a bit of an affront to. I've worked hard in my career to not necessarily be middle of the road, but my perspective is something born out of a lot of information, a lot of soul searching, a lot of praying. I think disagreement potentially can be a good thing if we're respectful about it. But unfortunately, we live in a day and age by which cancel culture is alive and well. And one of the loudest entities, if you don't go their way, you're out. And I say, that's a load of nonsense, and I'm suspicious of that mentality anyway. I've changed my views over the years many times. I think smart people grow. Smart people change their minds. Smart people are receptive to weighing other views of things. But I will also say this. I think we live in a day and age right now. I'm a man of the Christian faith. I believe in the Bible. In the book of Isaiah, which was written a long time ago, there would be a day where good will be called evil and evil will be called good. Now, I'll just leave it up to you. I look around at society today and I just hear lies, blatant lies, stated so casually as if it's the truth. And then there are people that are trying to stand for truth, and somehow they're called liars or evil. I mentioned on last Friday night's program, got a lot of grief for it, but I said right now, I like Robert Kennedy Jr. a lot. He's declared his candidacy for president. I think the man is smart. He's been through a lot in his life. I love his stance on the whole lockdown, COVID jab. This man has dedicated a lot of his life to looking into different viewpoints. And yet he and many others early on with the lockdowns in the spring of 2020 to the summer, we saw cancel culture in full swing. People were censored. People were shut down, forced mandated vaccinations. And I hesitate to even use that word. These aren't even vaccinations. They're an experimental shot. And if you want to do this, I support freedom. I support personal freedom. God bless you. There's an audio clip that I didn't share with Wayman. I'm going to share with him off the air. It's a dude out in the middle of his farm, and every other word is an F-bomb. We can't play it on the air because it'll be something beep, but he just holds back, doesn't hold back, pulls no punches, basically talking about the state of culture today. I couldn't agree with him more, but so many of us are just silent on things. We don't want to offend. We don't want to upset. And yet something as evil, and I don't say this lightly, as the transgender issue, our kids are being attacked. They're being mutilated. And there are a lot of people that somehow, let's just say, are witnessing life through a very confused lens. I believe we are living under the spirit of deception, where people, maybe even know some of them, friends, family members, intelligent people, you can't even have an irrational conversation anymore about things. They're reactive, they're emotive. My 15-year-old son, God bless his young heart, he came to work with me, I think, last week, and we were talking about the freeway. He said, everybody is so angry. And he's right. We're such an angry lot right now. But there is truth with a capital T. There is a God with a capital G. And he is not missing anything. And if ever there's a time for me to speak strongly of my faith, I have nothing but hope for the future. When I look out in a sea of hopelessness, God is absolutely available to anyone. He made us. He knows everything we're going to do. He's watching all of this. He's given us free will. That's how much he loves us. But he will right all wrongs one day. And if we think we can live as if we're God and create him in our image and turn our backs on him, we're in for a very rude awakening. Maybe more sooner than later. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Let me know you're alive out there. What's on your mind? We have a wide open phone bank. Love to see some calls on the screen. You can call in and talk about anything. And when we get back, I historically have been a guy that loves thoroughbred racing. I did have a racehorse at one time. And the Kentucky Derby ran last weekend. There is a commentary in the Washington Stand website. It's entitled, What the Kentucky Derby Can Tell Us About Gender Sanity. It's a phenomenal piece. I want to share that with you and a whole lot more. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. 800-222-5222 are the phone numbers to call on the program. 800-222-KABC. In a moment, a commentary entitled What the Kentucky Derby Can Tell Us About Gender Sanity. But let us talk to Joel in Redondo Beach. Joel, you're on 790 KABC.
Hi. Do I need to turn down my radio or anything?
I don't know. I think we're in delay. It may be a little confusing, but that's your call.
It works good. So I was listening to what you said in the last segment. I cut in late. But, you know, I do agree that a lot of people are angry these days. But, you know, listening to you, it sounds like you may be angry too. And also a little bit scared, like maybe a lot of people are, about what's happening in this country. But I would like to know a couple things, you know, from you. If you've ever spoken to any children that have confusion with their parents, maybe, or not, about their sexuality. And if you've talked to any parents who are dealing with those issues themselves, you know, with their own children. And I'd like to know if you've talked to people that have gotten, had family members die of COVID and wish that they had gotten vaccinated.
Okay, the first two, regarding the transgender issue, yes and yes. The third question, absolutely not. I think there's an enormous amount of information and evidence that points to you are probably much more in danger health-wise from taking the jab than not. There's overwhelming studies that talked about natural immunity. That was all shut down. All of this is slowly coming to light. And again, my position is, if somebody wanted to take an experimental jab, they're welcome to do that. I have no problem with that. Last thing, in terms of me being afraid or angry, I'm not afraid at all. Depending on the topic, there is some area here and there by which I'm righteously indignant. So if that sounds like anger, so be it.
Well, I really wonder what happened in those conversations with the parents of children that are confused about their sexuality. I'm not saying that it's right.
Oh, did I lose you? Say that again.
I'm not saying that because that's a really, really difficult thing to make a decision on. And I'm inclined to think it's not a good idea. However, I do think that it's important to know what people feel if they're the parents of children that that they're talking to about that. So what happened in those conversations?
Well, they were heartbreaking. We live in a day and age by which government entities and those in positions of authority, there's a story out of Florida about a supposed a nonprofit group secretly shipping free sex change kits to children around the country. So if you don't think there are some that are playing on the fears of children, and I don't know if you can remember when you were young, I was pretty flippin' confused. So I have a question for you. What's happened in the last 3 years? This is something that we didn't have until just recently. Are you going to have me convinced somehow that, gee, all of this is true and all of a sudden kids are discovering that they're not biologically who they thought they were at birth? There's obviously something amiss here. Go ahead.
I would like to ask you, have you seen that kit that you're talking about? Because, A, I don't believe it, and, B, anybody who's doing that obviously are fringe people that are bad people, and you have bad people on both sides of every equation. So have you ever seen that kit? Because I'd sure like to know what's in it and see it, because I don't believe
Have I ever seen what kit? What are you talking about?
That kit, the kit that you said that they're shipping around country to kids for sex change operations.
I have a friend who is in a high position of a local high school. I have friends that are teachers. Are you gonna profess that somehow this is all an anomaly? This isn't going on. This isn't growing leaps and bounds. Young girls aren't getting their breasts cut off. What's that?
I don't believe that there's any kid out there, is what I'm saying. And I want you to acknowledge that there are fringe people on both sides. I mean, we have people attacking the Capitol. Are you going to deny that? Were those people the people that you would side for with? I don't think so.
What are you talking about? We were just talking about transgender. Now you're talking about people.
But you're telling me that there's no kid or that there is a kid. I want to know.
There's not a child. There are scores of children all throughout the world right now that are being inundated with a sexual mantra. It's from the leftist Marxist theology.
It's about undermining. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's coming from that. I think it's coming from.
All right.
Just hear me out for a second, because I know more about this than maybe you do.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's insulting, but I don't.
Hold on. What's insulting is when someone says, well, I probably know a little bit more about this than you do. Not, let's learn from each other. So that's what's insulting. Are you some expert? Tell me how you know so much about this issue. Educate me. I would like to know.
Well, I will tell you, the way you become an expert about issues like this is by personally being involved. That's why I asked you whether or not you had spoken to transgender.
And I did answer your question. I said yes.
You said you talked to them. It was heartbreaking. That's all you said. You didn't illuminate anything on that. I mean, what did
Well, you threw out a lot in the beginning. You threw about four or five questions, and I tried to answer them. If you would have stuck to one topic, one question, I could have illuminated on whatever it is you were asking me. But that's not the way you presented your questions. And I still would like to know how you're an expert in this field. Again, help me understand.
Because I have a family member who is struggling with issues.
Great.
That are related to this.
Okay.
And that's how you become an expert.
Okay.
By loving somebody. And if you're just looking at it from the outside, which I don't know if you have anybody that you know that's in your family dealing with this.
No, thank God I don't. Not direct family, but I know enough people that are dealing with this. And in case you have noticed, in the state of California, parents are being excluded from a lot of this. This is the push. Children are told, look, if you're confused about sexuality, I mean, look, I have no need to be right here. The information is out there. If you really believe in the state of California when it comes to the sexual agenda in public schools, when we're talking about little kids in classrooms and pornographic books that are being pushed on our children, if you think that is not what's going on, I don't know what to tell you. That in and of itself should make everyone outraged. Kids don't need to know about sexuality at 6, 7, or 8 years old. That's evil. Teaching kids how to, well, I won't even say that on the air. Thank you for the call. We have to break. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Yeah, the old adage of, well, I'm the expert because I know someone, is offensive. And here's the truth. I'm okay with being offended. I'm not going to crumble and fall apart and have to go in some room and you have a safe space or have a little puppy dog here to calm me down. Whatever happened to the days when we take on things we almost can't handle? Whatever happened to the days when men were men? Where we stood for virtue and we did hard things and we knew part of the way in which we were wired was to protect women and children. If we had a long enough opportunity to have a conversation, you would probably find out that this is an issue I know a great deal about. I have a men's ministry. You want to know what the real problem is? I think the biggest crisis in America is men not being men. So, and the transgender issue is absolutely being pushed by entities that want to undermine the nuclear family. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Very last thought, and if anybody would like to call it, we can pick up maybe where we left off. Growing up is hard enough. Confusion? Seriously? But when you have adults, in this case, again, I'm very critical of the public school system. And I praise teachers, for the most part, that hang in there and know this is something that it's like a tidal wave. It's happening. But if you have, okay, we can even go with the whole drag queen story hour. What the flip is that about? This is okay. Biological men walking around showing themselves to little kids, and it's just a big fun joke, let alone they look like they're straight out of a horror movie. But no, Frank, it's not a big deal. There's problems on both sides. Well, let's talk about one specific problem and those that are responsible for perpetuating that problem. Then if you want to get into another area where maybe it's somebody on the other side, a group on the other side that's responsible, I'm all for rolling up my sleeves and getting into that one too. But when evil is promoted as normal and we sexualize our children, that is abominable. That's not acceptable. 800-222-KABC. We've got three open lines. 800-222-5222. And we will continue with more of this. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. There's a website called The Washington Stand I like a lot. They publish a lot of commentaries. And this man is responsible for a number of them. His name is Ben Johnson. He wrote something called What the Kentucky Derby Can Tell Us About Gender Sanity. The Derby was last Saturday, the same day that Prince Charles became King Charles the third, I think. Check out a little of this commentary. As millions around the world tune in to watch the once-in-a-lifetime coronation of King Charles III, others will turn their eyes to the Kentucky Derby to see a less prestigious king crowned. With only three exceptions over its 148-year history, the winners have been exclusively male stallions. A total of 40 fillies have run in the Kentucky Derby. Males so dominate the Derby that horse trainers hold a separate prestigious race for fillies and mares. It's called the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Today, biological reality dominates horse racing as fully as it disappears from human society. The left-wing website Slate.com acknowledged the facts before transgender ideology became, well, the rule of the day. Studies of running, rowing, speed skating, and swimming races have shown that human males are on average 11% faster than women. The gap between colts and fillies, male and female horses younger than four, is around 1%. Sports Illustrated acknowledged as long ago as 1956, quote, "Fillies and mares race, of course, for the same reasons as colts, although the majority of them lack the physical strength to compete on equal terms with the better colts," end quote. The distaff excludes males regardless of equine gender dysphoria. No one consulted the colts about their pronouns. Racing authorities assume every horse's gender is the same as the sex assigned at birth. Even if it were possible for a stallion to identify as a filly, professional horse races entrance criteria are entirely physical to assure fairness. When it comes to sports, female horses enjoy more rights than women or girls. Young men can begin exploiting their unfair physical advantage from the moment of puberty. Connecticut high school sprinters Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood, males who identify as female, came in first and second in the state's 2019 girls 55-meter dash. They would have ranked 120th and 195th in the same event against other males. This condition can persist well after they're young men. Physical advantages conferred by nature and nature's God allow 46-year-old cyclist Tiffany Thomas, whose parents named him Trent, to outrace women half his age. While trans women collect prizes, real women pay the price. Denying women the thrill of victory and the psychological boost of sports glory harms the mental health of women who are already more likely to report adverse mental health outcomes. The sure and certain sense of futility breeds frustration. Said one high school star named Selena Soule, quote, "We all know the outcome of the races before they even start. It's demoralizing," said Connecticut high school junior Selena Soule. Forcing women to see the naked bodies of men also imposes a cost of their mind and on their mind and modesty. College women's swimming champion Riley Gaines recently said record-setting swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who identifies as a woman or a male who identifies as a female, parades around the locker room with his genitalia exposed. The incident left Gaines and other women feeling uncomfortable, awkward, embarrassed, even traumatized by the experience. Unfair male competition also costs female athletes scholarships and other economic opportunities. David Hughes, a 70-year-old bearded Florida man, won the Ladies Only No Limit Hold'em Poker Tournament at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino last Saturday. Thanks to anti-discrimination laws, the organizers had to let Hughes play because he claimed to be a woman. The suffering women experience at the hands of male athletes is far from purely psychological. Fallon Fox, an MMA fighter who fractured the skull of an opponent, boasted in a since-removed tweet by saying this, quote, "For the record, I knocked two women out. One woman's skull was fractured, the other not. And just so you know, I enjoyed it. See, I love smacking up turfs in the cage who talk transphobic nonsense. It's bliss. Don't be mad," end quote. Tolerating deplorable attitudes like Fox's prevents U.S. society from defending the weak from the predation of the strong, and it costs our society the highest possible casualty. Transgender ideology forces all Americans to become liars. Any society operating outside truth operates outside God's blessing, the most perilous territory known to man. Yet even now, there is hope that elected officials may heed our founding fathers' wisdom and covet the blessings of heaven for our nation's health. Our quote-unquote representatives could allow the will of the people to influence policy, a rare occurrence, to be sure, and give women an equal opportunity to win races, hold records, and earn monetary rewards. Or they could follow President Joe Biden's lead. They can continue to rely on a top-down, court-focused strategy that preempts the discussion, artifices rights to ogle women's bodies, leaving them in the dust or crushing them in the ring, and taking home their prize money. Even now, there is hope that maybe statesmen will rise up, stand on the truth, and ask God to guide us into the haven of His will. And Ben Johnson writes, then again, maybe our leaders don't have the good sense God gave a horse. 800-222-KABC. Let us talk to John in Phoenix. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, John.
Well, Frank, I've been a teacher for 30 years when I was in California. About 3 years ago, I decided to get the hell out right during the COVID. And at the same time, I had a friend of mine who was also in the education business. We were in special education. And he decided to get out, too. The reason he had was he had a daughter who was in high school. She came home from school, and she told her father that she hates him. And he couldn't figure out why. Why do you suddenly tell me you hate me? Because you're white.
Wow.
And at that time, he found out that it was one of her teachers who was brainwashing her. So he lived in Goleta. He put his house up for sale, the million-dollar home, and he got out the hell out. He went to Coeur d'Alene, and he has a brother up in Washington. The same thing happened to his brother's son, who's about the same age as his daughter. He came home from school, and the same thing happened with him. And then when he got up in Coeur d'Alene, he found out that the school district in Coeur d'Alene, the high school, was adopting woke policies. So this is a disease that is not just, it's the leadership comes from states like California, particularly the Los Angeles school district, but it is growing everywhere.
John, I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening and for calling. These are policies that are undeniable. And even when you look locally here in L.A. County with Mr. Gascon and the way in which he's allowing criminals out and the what I believe is the intentional lack of enforcement when we talk about crime, when we come back, we're going to run an audio clip, which will speak for itself. It's about California specifically. It's about the governor and law enforcement leaders. You won't want to miss that. Also, a school senior has been arrested for the crime of affirming biological gender. We'll talk about that and much more. We have some open lines. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, there is an email address that comes directly to me if you would like to weigh in on something and you don't necessarily want to call the program. The email address, which is private, I'm the only one that sees it, is frank@kmgministries.com. 99-year-old Henry Kissinger says it's doubtful that older people can serve as president. Quote, there's some advantages in maturity, but there's dangers in exhaustion and a limited capacity to work with increased age, end quote. Kissinger, we know, served in the government, former Secretary of State, offered his assessment of how age factors into the equation after our current president, the oldest man ever elected to the executive office, recently announced his bid for re-election. Biden was 77 when elected. Trump was 70. These are two men considered up in years. And Kissinger is, well, he's just speaking from his experience. Quote, the only thing I can say is one of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, they're going to go to judge whether or not I have it or I don't have it, end quote, said President Biden. In a recent interview, Biden said, quote, I've acquired a hell of a lot of wisdom and know more than the vast majority of people, end quote. Okay. There are some that believe he's not going to run. The speculation is the probable front runner, if he doesn't, will be our governor, Gavin Newsom. By the way, the B&G spot I'll do twice next hour. Telling Wayman, I forgot. Our governor, Gavin Newsom, there's a lot of speculation that he will run for president of the United States. Now, we're going to play an audio clip. The man you're going to hear is Sheriff Chad Bianco. If I'm not mistaken, he has served as law enforcement for nearly 30 years. And if I'm not mistaken, he was recently reelected as the chief law enforcement officer of Riverside County. Now, the audio clip speaks for itself. We'll play it. I'll share my thoughts on the other side. This is Sheriff Chad Bianco.
This is the first time in the memory of all of the sheriffs in this state. So the sheriffs, there's only 58 of us in the state, and we come together for meetings every 3 months. The current governor, we're talking 5 years now, he's never met with us once. Every governor before him met with us every 2 months. This governor refuses. He has never met with us, ever. He has no desire to. They're making all of these public safety laws and changing laws that are on the books that concern public safety, closing down prisons, letting people out early. He has never consulted with the public safety experts, the ones that deal with it every single day. Never. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense.
You've tried to reach out to him.
Absolutely.
There's no clear reason why he doesn't.
He's busy. That's the answer. Every governor in our history hasn't been that busy, but apparently he's too busy.
Now think about that. Wherever you stand in the spectrum, figuratively and literally, when you think about that, I think wherever your views are, we all essentially want some of the same things. I would think primarily we can all agree we want safety for ourselves and our families. Aside from those that have a way in which they can benefit from crime. LA County is a hotspot for crime. And yet, we have a man like George Gascon, if you do your homework, bought out lock, stock, and barrel from George Soros, who has funded obscene amounts of money all across the country to put people in positions of power to turn their backs on law enforcement and to give criminals carte blanche. Now, when you hear Chad Bianco said there's 50, I think he said 58 of us, 58 law enforcement sheriffs up and down California, and they get together every few months, talk about concerns. How do you square, if you're one that can't stand Donald Trump and you would identify yourself as a Democrat, by the way, I would highly suggest maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. before you vote for Gavin Newsom if you just go with party politics. But how do you square, if in your that mindset, how this governor, only governor in the history of the state, turns a blind eye and is back on law enforcement, at least sitting down and talking to them, pushing the party line, the progressive agenda? And when we saw during COVID, holding on to emergency powers when clearly there was more at play there. And I'll say one last thing. To suggest somehow that liquor stores, strip clubs were essential businesses and something like a church was not, that should have been all we needed to know, regardless of where we were then and where we are now with COVID. By the way, COVID, definitely, I'm not some of these people that are conspiracy theorists that, oh, COVID was just kind of like a mild flu and blah. No, it obviously, it's biological warfare from the Chinese, if we're going to get down to it. But there were ways to treat it. Early therapeutics, that wasn't part of the game plan either. It was just about control, lockdown, and assessing and grabbing a hold of more power. Gavin Newsom. How does anyone with liberal views or a registered Democrat, even with a modicum of conscience, think that somehow if Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats bring out as the front runner for the next presidential election, if he doesn't make it, Gavin Newsom steps forward, how can you vote for this man? And I'm going to sound like I'm just a walking contradiction. I'll tell you how you vote for him. If you've watched any of his videos or his writings, I mean, the guy just waxes and wanes eloquent. He just spews a lot of rhetorical BS out there. But much of what I've heard come out of his mouth, they're just blatant lies. This is the world we live in. Just lie. And I get that the average person lives in that 51st state of denial, doesn't want to examine the facts, doesn't want to go there because you would have to change. So you just want to go with the image, or you just want to go with what's being said, or he's better than Donald Trump or those right-wing Nazis. My goodness. And there are some of us, maybe we're just the 1%, where we say, nope, truth is truth. And lies are lies. And no matter how many times you tell us that a lie is the truth, it is still a lie. And we're not going to put up with it. 800-222-5222. I guess to end this segment, we've got some calls on the screen. We'll take calls in the first segment of our second hour. And I try to be very honest and transparent. I have not always been pro-law enforcement. If you've listened to my program, you may have caught, or if you've read my book, you may know that the majority of the majority of my life, I was a left-wing, radical, progressive environmentalist. I said Ronald Reagan was the worst president in the history of the country. I mean, I've come from darkness into the light. I've gone through quite a change. And it was very difficult, and there was a lot of complexities. I don't think it was just something that just happened overnight. But I will tell you, if somebody was to just ask me what happened to you, where I could give you probably a list of 14 reasons by which I kind of came to my senses, I would say near the top would be I decided to inform myself, stop following ideologies that just validated my belief system, which may or may not have anything to do with the truth. I mean, I was a radical environmentalist. I believe in the global warming, climate change, acid rain, ozone depletion. The world's going to end. We got to love our Mother Earth and stop clear cutting and save the Delta smelt. And now it's about electric vehicles. And I mean, it's the same scam that those in positions of power and are quite financially well endowed, they just want to increase their wealth and their power. And when I started to read the facts and read between the lines and went, okay, Jocko, time to live up to your God-given intelligence. And you got to do some thinking and changing because your way is not the truth. Your way is based on a lot of emotion and passion and feeling, not much substance. And that's the way the left lives. They're loud and proud and emotional and can't handle any kind of a, just even a small disagreement. One line open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We're going to take calls, get into a lot of stories, and we are above all grateful to you, our KABC family, that you're out there. Thank you for supporting this program. This is the Frank Sontag Show, and you are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.